It's 26 minutes to 12, live 9.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Last week, in a two-part series, we had the opportunity to speak to a wonderful person whose challenges in life have not been held back in any shape or form, and I'm really delighted to have on the line Azita Abdedoulian, who is just an incredible person. Azita, thanks for joining us again for part two of your incredible life.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Great
to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. You're our first person that we've actually gone over two parts to a story, which tells the great respect that both Darren and I on Spotlight have for you. And secondly, you're part of our journey of our 200th interview.
Yes, you're 201. Azita, congratulations.
Thank you. That's amazing. Well done, guys.
Now, let's get into it because I think our listeners would love to hear more from you than me. But I just wanted to reiterate one particular point from last week. And in your book that you wrote of 176 pages, you said, breaking free is more than just a story of survival. It is a lesson, a reminder that our past does not define us. And I'm going to jump straight into it because we spoke after the radio show last week. You, in those 176 pages, tell the raw honesty of your life and what things mean to you. But I want you to talk about chapter six.
Chapter six, Jim, it's actually the saddest chapter in my life, not only in this book, it's in this life that I have lived. Chapter six is still bring tears to my eyes and still break my heart to, you can only imagine how hard was writing it, and you actually choose the chapter that is. I always have difficulty to talk about it because it's very emotional.
However, you can tell that in your voice. Can I just say, we have very astute listeners, I can feel that in your voice right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Chapter six is when I actually, in that chapter, I said goodbye to my family to come to Australia, knowing that possibly I would never see them again, and came to a new country, which I had no support, no family, no friends. We came to Australia with almost less than $5,000 with two kids and one luggage. So very scary, very sad chapter, where we ended up, you know, picking up the rubbish that people put at the front of their door to fill our house with, you know, the broken tables and chairs. And it was a very colourful house, let me tell you that, because everything was from somewhere. We picked it up. We soon find out we better go and pick up rubbish from eastern suburbs and the places that people were living with, you know, richer people. So, but it was sad. With two kids, we experienced our house was broken in. Even that house was empty, but just the terror of it. You're in the country that you don't know anyone, and all of a sudden you find out your house has been broken into. That night, we actually slept in the street in front of the police station. It was a cold winter night. And me and my two kids and my husband at the time, we ended up sleeping in the street. We couldn't even fit in the car because the funny part is, I say funny, it wasn't funny at all, but it was the car was full of all the rubbish we picked up from the street. So even the back seat was folded, and the car was full of, you know, bed head and that sort of things. So we ended up sleeping in the street in front of the police station because they wouldn't take us in. They said you have to wait until 7 a.m.
What's amazing, Azita, what's amazing is how you find, when things are so against you, you find beauty and you find existence in things that give you meaning, and you want to protect your children in particular.
Absolutely. That's one thing that Jim, I learned through the life I have experienced from fleeing from Iran, coming to Australia. It's always being the mama bear, if you like, and protected children. I wish if I could have done more for the kids' safety and health, and which I was quite paralyzed myself when I came here. I couldn't speak English. We talked about it last time. I wasn't able to do what and give them the life that they deserve to have. But now the kids are amazing. One is becoming graduated from a law school next year. The other one has done his university education, journalism. And they both become an amazing, strong female role model for their own age category. But let me go back to when we actually slip in the street, how it feels, because after that, I'm going to take you to what we're doing now. Sleeping on the street, perhaps I don't wish upon anyone to experience that, but it's very degrading a person as a human to sleep in the corner of the street with no safety, no protection, no warm clothes or blanket, and just feeling that you're alone in this terrifying world was that fear still played a big role in my life, and that's one of the reasons I have started helping the homeless people for the past 5 years. As soon as I could, I know how they feel.
It's
Yes.
I was just going to say, I wanted to talk a little bit about your education, but I want to now, since you brought that up, and I can't believe we're nearly going to go to a break in a moment, but Shining Light Foundation. So walk us through that. Here you are, if we go back some years, you protect your family, particularly your children, you have nothing, you go forward, and you end up finishing a degree at university yourself, which is an amazing story. We could go on and on.
I finished that, Jim. I'm in the middle of my master, actually getting prepared for my PhD next year. I've started. I'm not going to finish.
it's just absolutely amazing what you've done. But one of the things that you and I wanted to talk about is the Shining Light Foundation, because out of your experiences, you have become so vocal and integral in helping the homeless. Talk to us about when you made that decision, and we'll spend this in the next two parts, finishing up now, going to a break, and then coming back to it.
Sure.
But how did that come about? I mean, in the sense we know why it came about, but when did you make the decision to start Shining Light Foundation?
Sure. I will do that. After the break?
After the break.
Or now.
No, after the break, I think it'll be good, and we can spend the rest of Spotlight hearing all about the Shining Life Foundation. At the moment, we've got Westlife, You Light Up My Life.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes to 12. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Azita Abdedilian, who is just an incredible story and journey, and is sharing that with us this morning. Azita, talking about Shining Light Foundation, let's really get into that, because that's so important in your life.
Sure. Jim, when I separated from my ex-husband, one of the promises to myself was if I see any sight of injustice, if I see anyone being showing some sort of violence against vulnerables or women. I will actually stand up. That was one of the things that I really suffered for my whole life, because people around me could see what's happening. They could see it clearly, but no one was man enough or women enough to stand up and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong and don't do it. And I wanted to change this for myself and hopefully invite everyone, please, if you see a sight of violence, if you see a sight of control, coercive control, or any kind of control, you see that is not right, say something, talk to your mate, talk to your friends, talk to your girlfriends. And I, once I saw that, and that was exactly that night, I saw a homeless person was being harassed by a man in uniform. And I had to stick to my promise. So if you get to know me a bit more, you know my promise, my first thing that I will stand for. And I get up and dressed up, and that video was telling me that the homeless man isn't central. Someone just took a video with their mobile and shared it on social media. I went there and I actually found the homeless man, and I said, I saw the video, what happened to you wasn't fair, and I'm here to help you. Now, back then, Jim, I needed all the help I could possibly get, because it just came out of this horrible relationship. I was working full-time and I was studying full-time. I was studying psychology and working full-time. So I wasn't in a very good place myself emotionally, but I couldn't just sit back and pretend I didn't see what I saw. And when I got there, the homeless man says, no, I don't need anything. Just bring me a pair of socks if you really want to help. I said, socks? Is that all you need? And he said, yeah. And I looked at him and I looked at myself and I just wanted to die, because I was covered in, you know, boots and shawl and gloves and a big jackets and all the warm winter clothes on. And this homeless man was almost naked with no socks. The pants was ripped. The suitcase he was wearing, it was a few holes in it, and almost wearing nothing. And I thought, oh, sure, I will bring you socks. And he said, can you bring a few? Because there are other people that need. And that point, when he wasn't just thinking about himself, but he saw the opportunity and he said, I'm going to ask for my friend as well, was a turning point in my life, that how important it's for us not to just think about ourselves and think about other human as well. And, I went and got the 5 socks. If I only knew where these 5 socks going to take me, I didn't even dream about it. This is going to end up being a charity at the end. So that 5 socks, 5 years later, we have established charity. We are registered and we have DGO status as well, and helping thousands of people, and have been helping thousands of people. We're not only now giving socks out, you have seen on Facebook right now, we have a winter appeal, which we collect donation for providing sleeping bags for homeless people. It's getting very cold at night. So far we have about 83, 40 of them has been delivered. 50 more, it's on the transport to us. And we still need a few more to hit our 100, but hopefully we can get over that. But it's not only that, we provide warm clothes and warm conversation, something that they crave for. People join us, volunteers join us, and coming in, just talk to the homeless people, ask about the day, how they have been, and how it's going to look like tomorrow, and speak about hope. And that's quite heartwarming, because they feel like they are invisible And that's the sad part, because people really do turn their face around when they see a homeless person. But by taking volunteers there to engage with a proper conversation with them, they very appreciate it. I also still provide haircut for homeless people to just make them look presentable, not that scary with, you know, unshaved face or the hair that hasn't been cut for years and years. And that alone make a huge difference. As soon as I do the haircut, it's amazing how the whole stress of the face just remove, and they have a smile in their face. They look me in the eyes. Before that, I don't know if you have encountered with homeless people. They don't look you in the eyes.
That is true. Azita, we're running out of time, and I really want to just say two things. How can people get in contact with you? Shining Light Foundation, they can go to the web and look that up.
Yes,
and make...
The website is under construction, but you can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. And I know we're running out of time, but if I can say a few last words, which hopefully will leave people with a positive note, is that Breaking Free reminds us that through even the most painful chapters of our story, we can still find freedom, love, and the bright stars that shine in our future. So I would invite everyone to join me in this journey and make a difference.
Well, we hope we do. It's been a real pleasure to have you on our show over the last couple of weeks. Darren and I speak very highly of you and your organisation. We wish you all the best. Continue the great work. Thanks for joining Spotlight, Azita, today. Please get behind Shining Light Foundation. And Azita, we just can't say enough. Thank you again for the hope that you bring people. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jim and Darren.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.